Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse 20, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." We're all going to enter into those times in our life when we're in that pit that we just can't seem to crawl out of. And that old sin nature seems to have its grasp on us. And we may even begin to question the validity of our faith, our walk with Christ. But you know, at the end of our life, when we stand before a holy and a just God, our heart isn't going to be our judge. The way that you've thought about yourself and the way that that old sin nature's trying to get at you because you're such a horrible person, that's not going to be your judge. Your judge will be the great and the almighty God. And that's the assurance we can take here, knowing that if we abide in His love, even if we begin to lose some of that feeling, if you will, we know that God is greater. And He's true to His word and to His promises. And we can keep putting that next foot forward and keep having that prayer of return to us the joy of our salvation, knowing that you will answer to God and God alone when this life is complete. Beloved, in verse 21, "If our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God." Literally, we have boldness and we have courage. When we don't have these other weights upon us, we're able to exercise our faith in ways that we never before thought possible. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. He will always provide for His children, and they're exercising themselves in His will. He never has once failed and let them down, and never once will He do that. You are not the exception. If we abide in His love, you are not the one child of God that asks and doesn't receive. The problem is we don't meet any of these requirements. James says, "Ye ask and ye have not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may," what? "Consume it upon your own lusts." We're back to that old sin nature that's taken over us again, and we're living in the old way instead of in the new creation that we are in Christ Jesus. And this is the commandment, verse 23. I like this. He says, keep His commandments. And then He gives us one right here. He says, "This is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment." It's that simple. When you get bogged down with what am I supposed to do in life, and you're stuck in a rut in your spiritual walk with Christ, and you don't know left from right or up from down, hey, stop. Do you believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God? Okay. Are you loving the brethren? Do you have that love? Are you demonstrating it? Go right back there, and everything else will fall back into place. Verse 24, "And he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us." The two things here to this verse: one is summarizing that importance of dwelling in Christ. We've heard the importance. We know what happens when we don't. We know what happens when we do. How can we walk that way? There's a song that I think the Kingsmen may sing it, but talks about the everyday live is a struggle. Oh, it's a line in the song says, "How can I live with expectations that every day's another test?" The thought being that how do we live this way knowing that there's always a standard that we're not going to live up to? It gets depressing. It'll weigh on you when you strive for a goal that you will not achieve. How do we dwell in the love of Christ? "And he that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him." We have to exercise that new nature that's been planted in us from Christ to walk in the things of Christ. "And hereby we know that He abideth in us." Beyond the shadow of a doubt, here's how you know that you belong to Him: by the Spirit which He hath given us. The Holy Ghost. doing his perfect work in our life, abiding in us, keeping that seed that's planted incorruptible and pure unto that day of redemption, we have to be sensitive to the movings of the Holy Spirit in our life. And other groups of people have taken that concept of the Holy Spirit and they have run with it to the point where now good Bible people are scared to touch it. They're scared to get near it or talk about it lest they're associated with some other group. The Spirit's not gonna, that resides in you, isn't gonna cause you to convulse or to start babbling or anything like this. The Spirit's gonna dwell in you in all peace and love and understanding. It's going to help open your eyes to the things of Scripture when we study. It's going to make intercession for us with the Father when we don't even know the words to utter. That's the Spirit that dwells within each and every single one of God's dear children. So if you're one of these sons of God, this Spirit dwells in you. And that's how you know that He abides in you. Well, if He's always abiding in us, how much more ought we to abide in Him? It's a two-way road there. Even when we turn our back on the things of God and we live life the way we want, His Spirit is dwelling within us as a child of God, keeping us into that perfect day of redemption. Now, the Bible says we'll make it yet as by fire, meaning you don't have nothing to show for it, nothing to show for the life that God gave you, but you'll still be there. Well, when I enter in and I stand before the Father, I want to hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I want Him to be proud, to be pleased of what I did with the life that He gave to me. Now understand when I say this, the life that I'm talking about isn't just the breath that you and I are taking. That when we entered into this world, I'm talking about that new life that we have in Christ Jesus. He's given you life twice. And we're going to be accountable for what we did with it. So I want to take that new life and use it to the fullest extent that God will allow me to bring Him honor and glory. And I hope that that prayer is the same for you. Constantly abiding. We'll sing that song sometimes. Well, it's one of those details. Pay attention to what you're saying. That's what it means to exercise your spiritual walk with Christ, to be constantly abiding in Him, in that new life that He's given to you. And anytime something else tries to pop up in the way that's going to pull you out of His will for your life, we ought to cut it off right there so that we can stay constantly abiding. It becomes so important because in the next two chapters, when we get to them, all of this pulls together in a way that I just hope encourages you and lifts your spirit when you begin to see the impact and the ramifications that constantly abiding in Christ has on your life and in the life of those around you. I know it's a basic principle. I know it's simple, but we miss it so often. And I want to encourage you to constantly abide. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your goodness. We thank You for Your grace, for Your mercy. Lord, I thank You for Your Son, that You sent Jesus, that He willingly came and lived that sinless life, that He died that cruel death on the cross. Lord, that His death satisfied Your requirement for justice. Lord, I thank You that that gift has been extended to all men, not just to a privileged few, but to each and every soul throughout the world, if they'd simply believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that You would be with us in our worship hour in a special way. The songs that we sing, the Scripture that's read, I pray it all honor and glorifies You, Lord, that it help edify each and every one of us. May You receive all the honor and glory and the praise today and every day to come. Help us to abide in You. We love You and we pray all these things in Jesus' precious and holy name with thanksgiving. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.